Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Blessing, you wouldn't forget me. How many, you can get that out. How many know God will, you know, always before honor is humility. Yes. Yes. Amen. You hear me say it often. Never trust a man or a woman that doesn't walk with a limp. Amen. And what I mean by that is, you know, Jacob, when he became Israel, when God changed his name, his nature changed too. Amen. But he no longer could run from you. Or after you. He had to use a cane because God allowed the hollow of his thigh to be taken out. So he walked with a limp, but he was humbled now. And the angel said, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "No longer are you Jacob, but Israel, a prince, because now you have prevailed with man and God. Now there's another favor on your life. Now you cross the ford Jabbok and go in and establish the nation of Israel." He was coming from a family to going to be a nation. But God changed his walk. So watch how people walk. Watch their walk. Don't just watch their, listen to their talk. Watch their walk. Hear what they talk, but watch their walk. See, because your walk and your talk have to line up. Watch their walk. See that limp? Get that back of Deuteronomy 18. "You shall remember the Lord your God." Remember.
Amen.
Listen. That word "remember" is an interesting word. It has a prefix, re. Remember. When Jonah, if you read the story of Jonah, when he was down in the belly of the whale, seaweed all around his neck, no hope. But it says he remembered. Amen. Something happened in his heart and in his mind. He remembered. He reconnected. Yes. In his heart.
Yes. Amen.
No matter how much money starts flowing through your hands or to your hands or to your accounts and all that stuff, or how much favor you get that position. In politics, you know, stuff is life is good. Remember. Don't let mammon. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't love God and mammon. Mammon is not just money. Mammon's anything that will take your affection from God. Amen. Anything that diverts your affection from the Lord is mammon. And I'm of this persuasion. You get real successful and leave God out, guess what? God's going to disrupt it. Now, he might not do that to a sinner. You want to hide it because they don't belong to God. But you belong to him. And you're his soul. He loves you. You know what I mean? You belong to him. He belongs to you. So he's going to disrupt your success. Did I finish that verse, Deuteronomy 8:18? Okay. "For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth," not to pursue it. And this can be reworded, not to pursue it, not to chase after it, but to receive the wealth. And you know, we're not passive either. There's work to be done. "That he may," is why? It's bigger than you. "That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers, as it is today," amen, or this day. Amen?
Amen?
Get me Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. "Now unto him," are you ready for this?
Amen.
This is not the run-of-the-mill stuff that's happening right now. This is an acceptable time. God's doing something that's not been done on the planet. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
According to the power that worketh in us. That's why involved in building faith in the hearts, not just in the mind, but in the hearts of people.
Amen.
See, if you just have faith in your head or words coming from your head, there's no power involved there. There's not the power to establish it in the realm of the spirit. But if it's faith in your words and in your heart coming from the spirit, is a whole nother ball game. So this is why we must establish kingdom faith. Not just, you know, head knowledge. You're saying all the right things. But where is it coming from? Is it coming from your head? Or is it coming from your heart? Amen. Words are so important. Tell somebody, it's the appointed time. Today, God's using the church. Not abusing, but using the church, manifesting through the church as he did with Cyrus back in the day of Israel.
Amen.
He's using the church. We are God's mouthpiece. Tell somebody, you are God's instrument. We are his mouthpiece to release the decree of freedom.
Amen.
Come on, listen. I said we are his mouthpiece to release the decree of freedom to those that are held bound by Satan. Those that are in bondage, even church folk that are in bondage, there are those that are liberated, and you are God's mouthpiece. Don't leave your position of liberty. Don't stand, listen, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. This is the fight that we fight. What? The fight of faith. We're not fighting the devil, fighting all that. We're fighting faith. Whatever's trying to hinder my faith, I'm getting that out the way. Whatever's trying to oppress my faith, I'm blocking it out the way. Whatever's trying to steal my faith, I'm blocking that. Whatever's trying to get me off course, I'm pushing it out the way. Why? Because you carry a message that will liberate other people. I like to read this from time to time. I was in the prison over in Okeechobee Thursday. And boy, they got a wonderful praise team. All inmates, all instruments and everything. And a lot of the men over there love God. I mean, really love God. Got a nice chapel and everything. But anyway, I read something from the movie Coach Carter. I've read it here before. I want to read it again today. Because this is how we must position ourselves. This is what type of mindset that we have or need to develop. Coach Carter would ask one of his players, young man, what's your deepest fear? And he wouldn't answer him until a part of the movie that came and he stood up and this is what he quoted. He said, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your being small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so others won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everybody. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Amen.
That's out of a movie.
Amen.
But the principle's there.
Amen.
are very biblical. Because you think about it. It's not your inadequacies. As a matter of fact, sometimes religious spirits connect themselves to people and they get comfortable. In lack, they get comfortable in, you know, my lumbago. They get comfortable in all kinds of, get comfortable. Amen. It's not that that you fear. It's how powerful you are. Amen. How powerful. You've heard me say this before. I have to go back and get the exact stats. But science will tell you that one person, one of us, we are so electromagnetically charged that we could light up a city, one person, for a month. I ain't lying. Go and do the science. You know how I am. I love science, and science will tell you. We are, everything about you, your heart, electromagnetic. We run on electricity. Matter of fact, when God said, let there be light, he wasn't talking about sun, moon, and stars. He was talking about the electromagnetic currents, all that current that you don't see. Amen. That's why sun and the moon and stars didn't show up till the fourth day. But God said on the first day, let there be light. Okay, so it's the appointed time. God is sparing no expense in the rebuilding process of his glorious church. Amen. Are y'all ready for this ride? Some of y'all are exhausted already just hearing the word. Listen, I had a dream some years ago, and God brings, you know, dreams back to your mind sometimes, and I saw a tsunami wave on our coast right here in Fort Pierce. I don't even know where the dock was, but I was on the dock at night. Full moon was out there, and I was looking at the moon, and then as I was looking at the moon, I looked and said, whoa, what is that? It was a huge wave. Had about 20, 30 stories high, maybe even taller. I mean, here I am on the dock, and the wave is way up here, and I'm looking at it. And it frightened me at first, but then the dream shifted. And I saw myself taking off my socks and that. Then it shifted again, and when it shifted again, I was on a surfboard on top of the wave. And the Lord said, get ready to ride the wave. See, there's something coming. It's not meant to drown you or flood you out. It's meant for you to ride it. Come on, but it's bigger than you. Amen. I said, at my initial thought, I was afraid of it because it was so big. But God said, get ready to ride the wave. Tell somebody right now, get ready. Come on, tell somebody, get yourself ready to ride this wave. Now, as we exercise Christ's dominion over the earth, every false religious system, false government system, false monetary system is going to bow to the Lord's lordship. The kingdoms of this world will ultimately become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. This is when God declares his favor.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay from the Kingdom Plan Radio Show. Listen daily, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. as we discuss a multitude of topics regarding obedient financial stewardship, to include investing, financial planning, and charitable giving. I look forward to sharing information and guidance regarding the most discussed subject in Scripture.
You don't have to speak with great abilities.